for some insight into the stresses and strains of a presidential campaign at this point in the process, we turn to Steve Schmidt. He was John McCain's senior strategist in the 2008 election, and we spoke with Mr. Schmidt before Governor Romney released his tax returns. Mr. Schmidt, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
First, how damaging has this week been for the Romney campaign, do you think?
There's two things going on. There is a narrative that's building around the Romney campaign and around the larger race that's very bad for the Romney campaign. But at the same time, even though Mitt Romney's had this terrible stretch of a couple weeks, he is still very much in the game.
There are numerous reports of infighting among Romney campaign staff. Can you help us understand what it's like for a staff to read this stuff on websites and blogs and in the newspapers? Does it get in the way of running a campaign?
Oh, of course it does. Look, it's demoralizing. I had the opportunity, I was on two presidential campaigns, senior levels, and on the Bush campaign, it was a campaign that we knew was going to be a very close race, but that was a high morale, unified, disciplined operation. And then, I've been part of one where there was a lot of infighting, and it's something that you recognize intellectually, I think, that when you see people doing that, that's a sign of losing control. People just have to figure it out and understand that they're making a case for the country, and their belief that Mitt Romney is the right guy, and that one big thing that unifies the campaign staff has to be able to overcome all the other differences to create functionality in the campaign.
Does he have the right campaign staff? Is he an effective leader of that campaign staff?
Well, to a degree, presidential campaign is the most elaborate character test that we could possibly design, to see who has the mettle to be president. I mean, Mitt Romney right now, how he's doing as the head of the campaign organization, we'll know at the end of the campaign. Because, if they come back from this, it'll be viewed as a great achievement and it will show grittiness and determination. I think you can't write that chapter yet.
Mr. Schmidt, when you see polls this week that suggest that Mr. Romney is falling behind by a few points in key electoral states that were considered to be virtually tied up, I'm thinking of Ohio, Virginia, and Florida. If polling like that persists, does the campaign then have to make a practical decision as to how much of their resources to concentrate there?
Pulling out of those states is not a viable strategic option. And the Romney campaign, for example, is much more highly capitalized than the McCain campaign was in 2008. They have a lot of money, and the battleground is small enough and the money plenty enough that they don't have to make strategic choices like that in the race. It's very difficult to put together 270 electoral votes, without winning Florida and Ohio.
I have heard Mr. Romney speak on a few occasions and speak effectively, and I wonder if you have any reflection on how he's been talking in recent weeks.
I don't think that you can make a broad and sweeping statement about Mitt Romney on the basis of the last 3 weeks, where you've had a number of these self-inflicted political errors. Just because they did not make an effective case, for example, at the convention, does not inhibit them from beginning to make an effective case. And there is an effective case to be made both for Mitt Romney and a critique that can be made of the president. And I think that he has every opportunity to make it with the time left. But, they can't focus on opportunities lost. They got to focus on the opportunities ahead. And the opportunities ahead are these debates. And we know that, the polling can move with what goes on in these debates. You can't overstate their importance.
Mr. Schmidt, are you surprised that week in and week out, the economy hasn't always been the central issue of the campaign the way people were suggesting it would?
When Mitt Romney, said earlier in the campaign, a day we were talking about the economy is a day we're winning, and, when we're not, we're losing. And, there hasn't been a lot of economic talk in the campaign lately. And they obviously need to clear out of another bad week and then look for Mitt Romney to get his equilibrium and start making the argument.
Steve Schmidt, Republican strategist who was senior campaign advisor to Senator John McCain in 2008. Mr. Schmidt, thanks so much.
Thank you.